This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. Golden Apple is an organization that's based in Chicago that helps educators in a number of ways. The head of that organization was in Galesburg today talking with District 205 Superintendent John Asplund and others, addressing on ways that Golden Apple will address a teacher's shortage in Illinois. And we're pleased to have with us tonight the president of Golden Apple, Alan Mather, who is not on the line. He's actually in studio with us tonight. Welcome. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
I'm sorry you're driving back to Chicago in this lousy weather tonight.
Well, again, we'll see if my wife says I can or not.
There you go. Hey, fair enough. I get that totally. I think I may have set up Golden Apple a little bit, but talk a little bit more about the organization and what you do.
Sure. It was founded 35 years ago, really, as a way to honor outstanding teachers. But about 2 years in, a group said, you know, we need to do more. So we started the Golden Apple Scholars Program, which prepares high school seniors through sophomores in college to be teachers in schools of need across the state. That year we had 15. We just inducted 263 young people. So we have about 750 in the pipeline right now.
Wow, that's amazing.
And the next program that we're launching is called the Accelerators. And the Accelerators takes career changers or seniors in college who aren't in schools of education, puts them through a one-year program where they're in a residency in a school. They get a teaching license at the same time, and they can teach in a classroom that next year.
I want to talk more about that in a minute. But I knew that you helped students looking to become teachers. You honor already employed educators, too, right?
We absolutely honor educators. Yeah, our history is that 10 teachers a year, and it used to be just in the Chicago area, but now it's statewide. We honor 10 teachers across the state. So that's actually why I'm here now. I've been visiting some teachers' classrooms and observing them.
Hey, there you go. So we might have some local Golden Apple Awards before too long, I imagine.
Well, you never know.
Exactly. So I guess we'll keep an eye on that for sure. But the Accelerators program is why you're here. Let me back up in terms of having you talk first about how serious or how big is a teacher's shortage in Illinois. And I could imagine that that might be a thing that's sort of in the eye of the beholder, right? I mean, to a degree, I mean, we're not going to get, you know, one teacher for every one student, but certainly a shortage is still a shortage.
A shortage is a shortage. So the start of the 2017 school year, there were 1,400 vacancies in the state.
Wow.
The start of this last year, there were 1,800. So the numbers are growing. Schools of education have dropped by 50% in the last 10 years. Hmm. So there is a teacher shortage, and there are not as many in the pipeline.
Well, I knew that there were schools like Illinois State University down here that had excellent programs for training teachers, but they're just not entering those programs in numbers like they used to?
Across the state, they aren't. Illinois State still has a very large program, the largest in the state, and we have approximately 160 scholars at Illinois State, but across the state, the numbers have dwindled. In fact, across the country, the Economic Policy Institute says in 5 years there will be 200,000 teacher vacancies across the U.S.
We've talked a lot over the years about the salaries of teachers, the fact that teachers, you know, pay for a lot of their supplies out of their own pockets and things like that. Is that the problem, or are there other reasons why people maybe just aren't getting into teaching like they used to?
Well, there are so many reasons that people don't go into teaching. But, you know, right now with the kind of boom in the STEM fields, a lot of people know that they can earn more money in certain STEM occupations. And so teaching is often a second thought, which is why the Accelerators program comes along, because sometimes people have been in positions and they think, you know, I want more meaning in my life now.
So it's one of those things you go down one path, and maybe at some point you think about going down the path of teaching. And I imagine some folks maybe think it's too late for them, when in reality it's not.
It's absolutely not too late. In fact, there have been programs, but it's been particularly difficult in rural communities to get teachers to come in, because if you import, export, you get somebody from a city to come in, they're probably not going to want to stay. So what you want to find are people within that community already who want to become teachers and now don't have to travel 2 to 3 hours to find a college or university to attend to get that teaching license.
I also think I meant to ask you earlier, with the 1,800 shortages, there are Is it all over the state? Are there certain areas of state that are the state that are worse off than others? Is it mostly Chicago? Where is the shortage specifically?
So there are specific hard to staff schools in Chicago, but
sure.
But also rural Illinois has been hit the hardest. Those issues are most acute. You know, when the funding was cut for education and the heavy reliance on property taxes in Illinois, a lot of those towns that lost their manufacturing bases or others just didn't have the money to fund education the way they used to. And so they cut programs. And even now with evidence-based funding, some increased funding from the state, they've gotten money back, but they still don't have people in their community to teach those classes they'd like to offer.
Let's then move into the Accelerators program. Some state money is helping back this, and it really sounds like it's going to hopefully – I would hope it works better than you imagine it will, but in theory, you know, maybe if you get a couple more teachers, you know, over time, that's a good thing.
Well, you know, we targeted just some very specific communities okay. this year for our first year to launch.
Is this area one of them?
The closest to here is Whiteside, Ogle, and Lee counties.
Okay,
and so you know we focused on some specific communities. We have now over 250 applicants for 50 positions within those communities.
Okay.
So when we expand the following year, if the governor and state legislature continue to support this program, then we will have a much greater impact than just those 50 going into schools across the state.
The state approved, as I mentioned, $750,000 in funding for year one of this program. What does that money go toward?
Right now, this money is going toward recruitment, and it will go to the initial stipend. So each person who is selected for this receives over time a $30,000 stipend, which basically pays for their teaching license and gives them a little opportunity, because they aren't going to have another job, to stay in that community in which they live.
You're accepting applications in this program really just for a couple more days, right?
We close the applications on February 20th. People can go to goldenapple.org/accelerators to apply for the Accelerators program. Or if they're seniors in high school through sophomores in college, they can apply to be Golden Apple Scholars at goldenapple.org/scholars.
In terms of the issue of teacher pay, the state, I think, tried to move toward fixing that this past year by setting up a mandatory minimum salary for teachers. Some administrators, including next door here in Knoxville, were concerned that, obviously budgetary and some of the things like with property taxes, like you mentioned, they were concerned that they might not be able to sustain that perhaps. But do things like that help? Or will things like that help?
So part of what we're hearing, particularly in rural communities that have the toughest time staffing, they often pay the least. And what happens in those districts is higher paying districts are able to go in and, for lack of a better term, poach teachers in those communities. And it makes it harder to staff. So this is going to at least provide a living wage for teachers in those communities to stay. And with the evidence-based funding that's come from the legislature, this should help districts meet that need.
There have been other efforts in past years and under previous governors, the previous governor at least, to increase K-12 funding to schools. Do things like that help too?
Absolutely. In fact, this started 2 years ago, this increase in movement toward evidence-based funding. And
right.
So it's continuing. And as long as this continues, I think those schools with the minimum salary part will be fine.
And in sort of the broad sense, the stipend you're going to provide to program participants, we all – heck, I'm still paying student loans and things like that. That's a huge shot in the arm for a potentially struggling college kid.
It is, and we have not invested in teachers the
yeah.
way we need to. And this is going to allow someone in a community who has a bachelor's degree and is in some other program who can't afford now to leave his or her family and travel a few hours to go to school or just to leave the job to go into a teaching profession, to be able to get that teaching license, something they maybe have always wanted to do.
Okay. Details on this accelerator program are on the goldenapple.org website. What other concerns do you have about education and teachers in Illinois that maybe you would like to work on, I guess? What do you do for an encore, I guess, is what I'm asking.
Well, so our next move is really into early childhood education. We know that the need for early childhood educators is huge across the state. But we also just want to elevate the teaching profession. Part of getting people involved in teaching is letting them see outstanding teachers. So as we award these teachers, they are going to help prepare that next generation.
We have, I imagine, since you said you've been, you were looking in some classrooms here in the area, I guess maybe to wrap up here, I imagine you probably saw some pretty good examples and some pretty innovative examples of teaching in this area, have you not?
I have seen some amazing teaching. You know, there are great teachers all over the state, but, you know, teachers don't get recognized the way they should. And this just provides one more opportunity to highlight outstanding things that happen in the classroom every day that students know about, parents know about, but maybe no one else does.
You also visited Moline, as I understand it today. Was that are there differences in school districts when you go from one to the other than class size and things like that? Or do you see a lot of the same sort of not traits, but skills and things like that teachers display from in various classrooms?
You do see similar skills and traits, as you say, in the classroom. What you see is there are amazing teachers all over the place, right?
Absolutely.
They are across the state. They engage students in their learning. You know, it used to be that we looked for that teacher who was a great performer. And now the great teacher is the one who has students truly engaged in their learning and wanting to learn more.
Anything else real quickly before we run out of time that we should know about what Golden Apple does or about this accelerator program?
Just that we want people to apply soon. February 20th, the application closes. April 3rd for the Golden Apple Scholars. And we want to see more people be teachers in Illinois.
All right. It just occurred to me that I asked you before we started how to pronounce your last name, but I'm not even sure that I got it. Is it Alan Mather?
It's Alan Mather. That's right.
Oh, thank goodness.
That's right. Absolutely.
It's been one of those days, you know, the snow on the brain, you know. Alan Mather is president of Golden Apple, again, based in Chicago. Thanks for coming here, and thanks for your time, and glad you had a good visit to the area today.
Thank you so much.
Stay tuned. We'll come back with sports and business news next on Galesburg's Evening News.